And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 4th of November, 2010. It's the birthday of the poet C.K. Williams, born in Newark, 1936. Good basketball player, 6'5" in high school, recruited to play in college. But he wanted to be a poet instead, dropped out of college to move to Paris because he thought poets ought to live there. Didn't write anything in Paris, but he said it was an incredibly important time. I discovered the limits of loneliness. Went back, graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, and started publishing poetry, including the book The Singing in 2003. It's the birthday of Will Rogers, born in what is now Oklahoma, in the town of Ulloga in 1879. He was part Cherokee, got the nickname the Cherokee Kid, learned to rope as a boy, got a job as a roper in the circus, moved on to vaudeville, big success, and he started incorporating stand-up comedy in his act. So popular, he started writing a daily newspaper column, read by 40 million people a day, went off to Hollywood, acted in films, and died in a plane crash when he was 55. And it's the birthday of the novelist Charles Frazier, born in Asheville, North Carolina, 1950. His family had lived in that region for hundreds of years, and in the early 90s he decided he wanted to write a novel set in western North Carolina, based on a story his father had told him. One of their ancestors, a man named Inman, who was in the Confederate Army, got wounded, deserted, and walked all the way home across North Carolina to his small town at the foot of Cold Mountain. Charles Frazier said, "I realized that there are two kinds of books about a war. There's an Iliad about fighting the war, and there's an Odyssey about a warrior who's decided that home and peace are the things he wants." The book was published in 1997, Cold Mountain, and it spent months on the New York Times bestseller list. A few years ago, Charles Frazier published 13 Moons, also set in the western mountains of North Carolina. Here's a poem for today, a basketball poem by Stephen Dunn, entitled Losing Steps. It's probably a Sunday morning in a pickup game, and it's clear you've begun to leave fewer people behind. Your fakes are as good as ever, but when you move, you're like the Southern Pacific the first time a car kept up with it. Your opponent at your hip, with you all the way to the rim. 5 years earlier, he'd have been part of the air that stayed behind you in your ascendance. On the sidelines, they're saying, "He's lost a step." In a few more years, it's adult night in a gymnasium, streaked with the abrupt scuff marks of high schoolers, and another step leaves you like a wire burned out in a radio. You're playing defense. Someone jukes right, goes left, and you're not fooled, but he's past you anyway, dust in your eyes, a few more points against you. Suddenly, you're 50. If you know anything about steps, you're playing chess with an old complicated friend, but you're walking to a schoolyard where kids are playing full court, telling yourself the value of experience, a worn-down basketball under your arm, your legs hanging from your waist, like misplaced sloths in a country known for its cheetahs and its sunsets. Losing Steps, a poem by Stephen Dunn from his collection Different Hours, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, with four sections of ideas, information, advice, and destinations designed to help get more out of the weekend. The Wall Street Journal Weekend is available at newsstands every Saturday. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.